Chapter number 9, Pratikramans in Varying Situations. Questioner asks, how can we tell if the other person is hurt? Dadashri, you will immediately see it on his face. The sparkle in his eyes will have disappeared and his face will appear gloomy. Of course, you will be able to tell whether or not he has been affected. It will be all too obvious. Questioner replies, yes, Dada. Dadashri, man has the capability to see what has happened to the other person, to see in quotes through the inner vision. Questioner, but some people are so good at hiding their true feelings that you cannot tell by their expressions. Dadashri, even then you will know that you have said some hurtful things and that it is bound to hurt him. For that you must do pratikraman. If you said something hurtful, will you not know whether you have hurt him or not? Questioner, yes, I would know it. Dadashri, you are not doing pratikraman for him. You are actually doing this to change your previous opinion. What is pratikraman? It reverses your past opinions. By doing pratikraman, page 39, the effect your words may have had on him is erased instantly. By doing pratikraman, the effect your words may have had on him is erased instantly. Just keep in mind that you want to settle your interaction with him, your worldly interaction, your vyavahar with him, with equanimity, sambhav. And as a result, his mind will improve. If, however, you are determined to get only your own way, his mind will react in the same way with as much hostility. Questioner, what do you call it when after treating someone with contempt, tiraskar, you feel remorse? Dadashri, if you feel remorse, you will break the habit of the contempt. However, if you feel no remorse, and on the contrary feel good about yourself and your deed, then it is a sign of going to hell. You must have remorse after doing something wrong. Questioner, what should we do if we have hurt someone so badly that he is depressed? Dadashri, do pratikraman. And if you happen to meet that person again, then you must tell him that the mistake was all yours and that you were rather insensitive. Tell him that you are sincerely sorry and that you are asking for his forgiveness. His wounds will heal when you say this. Questioner, what should we do in order not to suffer the effects of behaving contemptuously towards others in the past? Dadashri, for the acts of contempt, tiraskar, there is no other solution but to do repeated pratikramans. You have to keep on doing pratikraman until that person comes around. And if you happen to meet him face to face, then you should speak to him nicely and ask for forgiveness. Say to him, I have made a very big mistake. I am a complete fool. I have no sense. When you discredit yourself, the other person feels better and his hurt will lessen. On top of page 40, Dadashri continues, I can see the effects of contempt, tiraskar, from previous lives, and therefore I am telling you not to have contempt towards anyone. Do not mistreat people. If you treat manual workers, the laborers, with contempt, they will take revenge where in their next life. They may even become a snake and bite you out of vengeance. Contempt will never free you from its grip. Only pratikraman can save you. Questioner, if we have made someone miserable beyond words and have hurt him so deeply that we cannot remove his pain, will we bind karma even if we do pratikraman? Dadashri, you must continue to do the pratikraman in his name with the same intensity as the pain you caused him. A judge once asked me whether or not he should give a death penalty now that he had attained the gnan from Dada Bhagavan, the Lord within. I asked him what other choice he had. He wanted to know whether he would still bind karma if he were to confer a death sentence upon someone. I asked him, are you a pure soul, Shuddhatma, or are you Chandulal? And he replied, I am a pure soul. Then I proceeded to tell him, if you are the pure soul, then whatever Chandulal does, it is being done by Chandulal at Chandulal's risk and responsibility. It is entirely up to you. If you want to be responsible for the death penalty, then you are Chandulal. I do not have any problem with that. I warned him not to be a partner in crime and gave him a way to resolve his dilemma. I told him to beseech in prayer, Oh Dada Bhagwan, why do I have to deal with such an unpleasant task and do pratikraman for it? I counseled him to continue with his line of work as prescribed by the worldly laws. Questioner, since we rid ourselves of our faults by doing pratikraman, would this not give people the right to do as they please? Page 41, Dada Shri. No, you don't have to look at it that way. The importance is given to pratikraman. You are free from your responsibility when you, do pratikraman. The awakened one is asking the worldly self to do pratikraman. Sometimes, very rarely, I myself end up hurting people against my will, says Dada Shri. Within the past 20 years, I may have hurt 2 or 3 people. I, however, followed up with my pratikraman, constructing a fortress around them so that they would not suffer a spiritual fall. So, a person should not fall from where I have placed him. I give him such a support and protection and then let go of him gently once he is stable. My principle is to go as far as to change the course of a highway or a railway line to protect a newly planted sapling, a tree, from harm. In the same way, I would never allow anyone to come to harm. Questioner, if someone does something wrong to us and he comes to us asking for forgiveness, we forgive him. We have forgiven him internally even when he does not ask for forgiveness. What should we do if he keeps doing the same thing over and over again? Dada Shri, try as best as you can to explain to him in your gentle manner. There is no other way because you do not have any control over the matter. You have no choice other than to forgive him. If you do not forgive, you will end up forgiving after more suffering. There is no other way. You have to make him understand and you should try to make him see his mistake. If he changes his internal intent, his bhav, and recognizes that it is wrong for him to hurt you, your work is done. His hurting you is an effect for him. How much good would it do you to know that your son has pilfered some loose change from your wallet while running an errand for you? you must accept him the way he is. Can you throw him out and find another son?